this is a meeting of the Personnel Committee of the Pacifica National Radio Foundation. We are meeting in conference call. I'm Janice Lane Ewart, the current chair of the committee. The proposed agenda for this evening, for those who may not have it in front of them, is the first item, roll call. The second item, election of a pro tem chair and pro tem secretary. The next item would be then approval of the proposed meeting agenda and then election of committee officers, followed by review and approve the 2015 meeting schedule. And item number five is the proposed 2015 action items for this committee. Could we begin by having the current personnel committee secretary do roll call, and that's Kim Coffin.
I don't know that I have everybody who's new on here, somebody else may have a better list. Janice Lane Ewart, present.
Yes.
I shouldn't ask. Lydia Brazan.
Here.
Jim Brown. Jim Brown. Adriana Casanave.
Yes.
Jana Coleman. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Jose Luis Fuentes. Jana Coburn.
Present.
Kim Kaufman, I'm here. Robert Mark.
Present.
Serene Roberts.
Present.
Am I missing anyone?
Jim Brown.
Well, I called you.
I know, I was muted.
Okay.
Now I'm here. You got me now?
Yeah. Am I missing anybody who's not on this list who signed up for the committee? I have 11 people all together.
Excuse me, Janet Kay, would you name the 11 people you have present?
I just did.
Would you please rename them? Because I only have nine.
No, not here. I'm still.
Janice Lane Ewart, Lydia Brazan, Jim Brown, Adriana Casanave, Jana Coleman, Benito Diaz, Jose Luis Fuentes, Jana Coburn, Kim Kaufman, Robert Mark, and Serene Roberts.
So is Janet Coleman present?
No. I called
her name. So you just named her.
I called her name.
Oh,
I heard her call the name Janet Coburn.
Okay.
And I called Jose Luis Fuentes.
I misunderstood. Sorry. Bye. I'm sorry.
So that's 11 who I have as being signed up for this committee. There are 9 present.
Don't touch the number. Just touch.
Oh, okay.
Could someone mute themselves, please? We hear you talking. Following the roll call, the next agenda item is the election of a pro tem chair and a pro tem secretary. Nomination for pro tem chair, floor is open.
Benito, I'd like to nominate Lydia.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that, Benito?
I'd like to nominate Lydia.
Okay, Lydia has been nominated for the position of pro tem chair. Are there other nominations? Ask one more time and remind you that self-nomination is also a possibility. Are there other nominations for pro tem chair?
Well, I'll nominate you, Janice. Do you want to?
Okay. I accept the nomination. And last call, pro tem chair, any other nominations? Okay, hearing no other nominations, the process would be to take a, I believe the process would be to ask each candidate if they wish to make a very brief statement in terms of their role as pro tem chair, and then to take a vote.
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
This is, I don't understand, because all votes are by ballot, you know, secret vote, and so
okay,
I don't know how to do that for a pro tem.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize that the pro tem process also requires confidentiality, and I will admit my ignorance in a situation where the individual is serving for a very temporary basis. That means that we ultimately would continue with the business tonight with no specific pro tem in place, because the ballots would have to be counted. And if I'm misunderstanding the next steps in the process, I will ask someone else who has far more parliamentarian procedural experience to please inform me.
Benito to the stack.
Yes, Benito.
Well, I certainly don't claim to have any parliamentarian anything, but it would seem to me that by definition, if we're trying to elect someone as pro tem, that's temporary, so that's until we elect a chair and a secretary, whatever. So it seems to me that we ought to dispense with all this formality and just elect somebody, or the two people, secretary and chair, tonight, pro tem, until the, whenever we set that, that we're going to have the formal election for chair and secretary.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I mean, it could also just be in the form of a motion. So someone can move that someone be pro tem, and then we take voice vote.
This is Kim.
I'm
and someone can object, and then, you know, you go on and treat it as a motion.
This is Kim.
I mean, I've seen it done only that way, since it's only for the meeting. It doesn't allow for balloting unless we want to do it by email.
Thank you, Lydia. I appreciate that perspective. Kim?
I just think it's awkward to make people vote out loud. No, I just think it's very awkward. And people shouldn't be forced to do that.
Texas Express.
Okay, someone else is speaking, so it's hard to hear you, Lydia. If someone could mute themselves. I think that there are some valid perspectives to each of the points that have been raised by Benito and also by Lydia, and I want to be sensitive to particularly new members on this committee. Personally, I have no issue or no apprehension about a discussion for the position of pro tem, specifically because it is temporary. And at this juncture, we could take a roll call vote on which of the processes we'd like to engage in, and then engage if, in fact, we reach one that allows us to continue with this process tonight. Otherwise, I'm not wanting to upset the sensibilities of the group at large.
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
The way I've seen it usually done is that since you were the convener, you know, we generally make nominations for regular chair at a meeting like this, where we don't need to depend on local elections. I mean, everybody who's on the committee is on the committee, and that basically the person that convened it would take nominations for the permanent chair and sort of dispense with this, like, awkward pro tem just to take nominations for a permanent chair, and then we do an election, and the chair is, you know, the chair at the next meeting.
Janet Kay.
Yeah, Janet Kay, and then Adriana to the stack, and then I'd like to inform the committee of how we proceeded last year. Yes, Janet Kay.
Yes. Well, I move that someone make a motion with the two nominated pro tem chairs, and that we proceed by voting per that nomination motion. But
and for clarification's sake, Janet Cloverin, could you please be more specific?
I move that the committee vote on the two nominated candidates, Janice Lane Ewart and Lydia Brezon, today in this meeting.
Is there a second to that motion?
I second.
Don't need a second.
I'm sorry, that's right, we were in committee. You would think that after 2 years that I'd have an automatic response for that. I apologize. So that is a motion on the floor. Although, is there any objection to the motion? Hearing no objection to the motion, could we please do a roll call on the motion?
So let me clarify.
I'm sorry. I'm multitasking here. Kim Kaufman, are you asking for the floor?
Yes. I don't understand. This motion is to vote on these two nominees. For
yes.
Chair pro tem, or to vote on the process?
On the candidates, not on the process.
I object. I think it's awkward. I think all votes should be sort of, you know, your own vote, and not, you know, streamed as to a popularity contest. And I think that's in the bylaws. If you request a secret ballot, you get a secret ballot.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Adriana.
Thank you. I believe that we have a motion on the floor. I think that it's a little ridiculous that we spend the whole meeting today discussing a pro tem chair. Can we decide faster?
Thank you, Adriana. And so at this time, I'd like to actually do a roll call on the motion, and we can vote it up or vote it down, and then move to the next to the next action. So given that there is objection to the motion, that requires that we take a vote on the motion. Kim Kaufman, could you call the roll on the motion?
Janet Kay, point of procedure, point of order.
Yes, Janet Kay, what's your point of procedure?
It's not a vote on the motion. It's a vote on whether the committee will vote on the two nominated pro tem candidates. The motion, what we will be voting on is whether the committee is to vote on the two nominated pro tem candidates.
I understand that.
That's my motion.
I understand that, Janet, and we will be voting on that motion, and we have
thank
to
you.
Call the roll to vote on that motion.
Okay, thank you.
Kim, would you please call the roll
on
the motion as it has been presented?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're voting on the motion, not on the nominees.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Lydia Brazan.
Yes.
Jim Brown.
Yes. Yes.
Adriana Castaneve.
Yes.
Benito Diaz.
Aye and aye.
Can somebody finish this? There's a, hold on 1 second. Sorry. Hold on.
Madam Chair, do you want me to
Kim, is there a problem?
Taking another call.
Okay. Adriana, could you please continue with the roll call for the motion, unless Kim is able to do it right now? Please move forward, Adriana. I appreciate you volunteering.
Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes? Janet Corum?
Yes.
I'm sorry, did you say pass?
Janet Corum says yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. Janet Corum? Janet Lynn Ewart?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
I'm going to abstain. I apologize. I was expecting a call from someone who's in the hospital.
I'm sorry. Do you want to... Then let's continue with Adriana, because we're on a roll.
If Adriana can finish it,
I have 6 years, one abstention.
I'm sorry. We've not heard from everyone, Adriana. You did not call Jim Brown. You did not call Mark.
Yes, Jim Brown, Benito Diaz, and Lydia Brazan vote when Kim Kaufman asked for.
I did not hear you. I'm sorry, I did not hear you call the roll for Mark.
I'm sorry, you're right. Robert Mark, I miss Robert Mark. You're right.
Robert? Mark votes yes.
Okay.
And Roberts, and also Roberts.
Serene Roberts.
I'm sorry.
Serene
Epstein.
Oh. Serene Roberts.
And you can.
Oh, can't hear me? Abstain.
He said abstain.
Abstain?
If you take the Sally.
Yes.
Down this
okay,
way.
Okay, thank you.
Someone is speaking in the background.
Just go.
Sir.
You can.
We're hearing your conversation.
I'm sorry.
Adriana.
Okay. I have 7 years, 2 abstentions.
Janet K., point of information? Or
yes, Janet K.
Would Adriana please list who voted which way?
Yes. Voted yes, Cobra, Brazan, Casenave, Mark, Brown, Diaz, and Len Ewart. Abstentions, Kim Kaufman and Serene Roberts.
Okay, so the motion passes. Then the next, the floor is open for the next action.
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet Kay.
The next action is the actual vote on the two nominated pro tem chair candidates.
I recognize that, and at this juncture, I would ask that we dispense with making speeches so that we can continue to move to the next element. Is there a motion to elect a specific individual for pro tem chair?
Well, Benito to the stack.
Yes, Benito.
I thought we already made nominations. We just need to take
the
vote.
We did. Now we need to actually do a roll call on a vote.
Okay. I'm sorry if I misunderstood.
That's okay. Kim Kaufman, would you please call the roll on a vote whereby each individual will identify their vote for Lydia Brazan or Janice Lane Ewart?
Can Adriana do this, please? I need to handle this.
Okay.
Thanks.
I'm so sorry. Adriana, could you please move forward?
Jose Luis Fuentes. Janet Coburn.
Pass.
Lydia Brazan.
We're just naming the name of who?
Yes.
Is that how we're doing?
Okay.
Yes. Well, Lydia.
Kim Kaufman.
Let's come back to her. I understand she's dealing with a hospital situation.
Robert Mark.
Robert Mark abstains.
Janet Coleman. Shereen Roberts.
I'm sorry, we're giving the name?
Yes.
Yes.
Lydia Brazan.
Thank you. Jim Brown.
Lydia.
Benito Diaz.
I vote for Lydia.
Janice Lane Ewart.
I'm going to pass at this time.
Okay. Let me get back. Jose Luis Fuentes. Janet Coburn, you pass?
I vote for Janice.
Kim Kaufman?
Adriana, you need to also be sure to call your identify yourself.
I'm sure. Kim Kaufman?
I'm going to vote for Janice.
Janice, thank you. Janice?
I'll vote for Janice.
Okay.
And Adriana, you need to identify your vote.
I'm sorry. Eliana Casney, vote for Lydia.
Okay. And according to my count,
I have 3 for Janice and 5 votes for Lydia.
That's the same count I have, Adriana. And so then let's move with the pro tem chair taking the floor to move to the next agenda item, which is for a pro tem secretary.
Yes,
Lydia.
Thank you. Do we have any volunteers for or any nominations or volunteers to act as pro tem chair for this meeting?
I can volunteer for tonight.
Okay, thank you, Adriana. And so the next thing is that we need nominations for permanent chair and secretary.
Janet Kay, point of order.
Yes, approval of proposed meeting agenda first. Okay.
That's correct.
Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
Sorry, point of order.
What? Yes.
So, regarding pro tem secretary nominations, and Adriana volunteered, does anybody else volunteer? I wanted to know.
Okay, does anybody else wish to act as secretary?
For this meeting.
Yes, I think we already established pro tem. Anyone? Okay, thank you. Adriana, thank you. And so if we can move on to the approval of the proposed meeting agenda. And for our listening audience, if I may read it, it includes some of the items we've already dealt with, roll call, et cetera, approval of the agenda, election of committee officers, chair, and secretary, review and approve the 2015 meeting schedule, proposed PMB personnel, 2015 action items, CFO evaluation process and procedure, ED probationary review process and procedure, general manager evaluation process and procedure, establishment of regular hiring practices and procedures,
And number six is closed executive session, which we can decide. I do not believe it is necessary, from what I understand. It was there for a particular reason that does not exist at this juncture. And then number seven is adjournment. Is there a motion to approve the proposed agenda?
So moved.
This is Shireen.
Yes, Shireen.
We're striking item six, the executive session, correct?
I personally think that that's in order, unless someone wishes to keep it. You don't have to articulate why, but...
I concur, Lydia.
Pardon?
I'm sorry, this is Janice, and I was saying I concur with Lydia's perspective.
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet.
So regarding the item of proposed PNB personnel 2015 action items, I would like to include establishing a process for forming hiring committees within LSDs, reflecting that those hiring committees reflect diversity, ethnicity, sex.
Now you're getting into the specifics. It would just the overall LSD hiring committee.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And
this is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay. I guess we can examine that when we get to it. I'm not sure that we have the authority to do that for an LSD. But I would like to move to strike item six with regard to the executive session.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there any anyone opposed to that?
Madam Pro Tem Chair, I did not completely hear Serene's comment.
She said she would like to move to strike the executive session, number six.
Thank you.
Okay, so if there's no objection, are there any objections to that? If not, we will strike that from the agenda. Are there any objections to adding as our work, as we know it at this juncture anyway, for the year, the LSD hiring committees? There's no objection to that?
I have a question.
Yes.
Isn't that already explained in the bylaws?
The personnel committee in 2012 passed a process for the PD hires, and at that time our agenda was to proceed with the GM hire, and these are, of course, per the bylaws, just recommended pools from the LSD to the executive director. So that's we should probably rename that because it's not, the LSD doesn't hire the staff.
Janet Kay.
But that was already previously in our purview, at least at that time. Yes, Janet.
So this, what I propose really is a process for LSB hiring subcommittees. In other words, LSBs have what usually is not referred to as subcommittees. Subordinate committee to an LSB is a subcommittee. And
right.
Hiring like a GM hire or PD hire is really a subcommittee. And that be the process for LSB hiring subcommittees be taken up by this committee. That's really what
Serene.
I meant.
Sorry.
Point of order.
Serene, please.
Yes.
Jana?
Yes. I know that it's difficult, but please, the only way that I can take the minutes is if you put a motion there, please send it in writing, because it's very difficult to follow up. Okay? Thank you.
Will do.
Okay, thank you. Is there any opposition to this item added to our agenda?
Yes, Serene. Serene, I'd like to speak to that.
Sure, go ahead.
We already have a GM, we have a PD search committee that was approved by the last year, 2014. Mm-hmm. The board approved a motion which would expand the renewed PD search committee to include the GM with regard to hiring GMs. So this motion is not necessary. We already have a process for how those committees should be structured.
Janet Kay.
Okay, Janet.
Janet. I'm not at all clear about the understanding of the hiring processes or the LSB subcommittees and how they hire or how they deal with hiring GMs or PDs.
Okay. Yes, who's that?
A point of information, Lydia. I'm trying to understand why we're adding this item to the agenda tonight when I believe we had already gone through the process of approving the proposed agenda, and at this juncture we are also getting stalled out in some respects. And so from a my point of information is, am I misunderstanding the procedure once a proposed agenda has been approved?
Yes, the agenda hasn't been approved. It was amended to delete the executive session, and then Janet Kay made an amendment. We're discussing an amendment to the agenda,
okay,
which may require a vote at this juncture. I can comment that the process for the PD, we can add things to our work anytime we want. The PD search process was approved in March. I don't recall the one saying that it can also be used for the GM, but, you know, if it can, then that's already done. It doesn't mean we can't amend it. Having worked with it a couple of times now, I would welcome a little tweaking, but nevertheless, I think we need to take...
May I motivate my motion?
Okay.
Actually, this is not really just about the GMs and the PDs. This is about any positions that for hire within an LSB, whether it's anybody to substitute for a paid position who is on vacation or whatever, or special hires for certain situations like during the fund drives, etc., how those hire processes are, you know, what process is in place to hire those people. That's what I'm talking about.
Point of information.
Serene?
Where in the bylaws does the LSB get involved in station hires beyond the selection of the pool for PD and GM? Where in the bylaws is there support for that kind of activity?
Janet?
I do not know specifically about any particular bylaws, but this is the personnel committee, and we're talking about what this personnel committee is going to deal with, and there's nothing in the bylaws that talks about the personnel committee either.
Okay.
Point of order.
Yes. Serene, please.
Okay. Not only do we already have a motion approved by the PNB on the hiring of PDs and GMs, but the board is not to be involved in the day-to-day management of the station. any hiring outside of the two roles, the two particular positions that are identified as involving the LSB, any discussion of the board being involved in hiring, I believe, is out of order. That is not our job. Locally or you know, that's
okay.
Not our job.
Okay. So I agree with Serene that it is out of order in that context. I supported, you know, looking again at the others. But let me say this. In the next few months, we can add whatever we want to the individual agenda. I think what Janice had proposed as an agenda were some of the overarching things which we are mandated to do as a PMB, and we are an advisory committee to the PMB. So the PMB is mandated to conduct an evaluation of the CFO and the ED, et cetera, and that, you know, those are the charge of the PMB. This is, I would say to postpone that to another meeting until we can have a more in-depth discussion, and I would rule it out of order for this particular list at this particular time. Is there? Okay. If we can move on, can we take a vote on approval of the agenda unless someone wants to challenge the ruling of the chair?
This is Janice. I propose that we move on with the approval of the agenda, the proposed agenda.
Oh, okay. Are there any objections to the proposed agenda? Hearing no, none.
As amended. Let's,
pardon?
As amended.
Yes, as amended, which means striking the executive session. Okay, so the next is we'll take the election of committee officers, so we will open the floor for nominations, and we will cast our ballot for permanent if there are more than one for each. By email and send it to Terry Goodman, John Gary, and Michelle at the national offices we have for the PMB. Okay. The floor is open for nominations. Nominations for chair? First, we have too many for pro tem and none for permanent chair. That's amazing. Hello?
I nominate Janice Langer for chair.
Okay, who is that?
That's Janice Langer.
Oh, okay. Any other nominations?
I nominate Jim Brown, Serene.
Okay. Jim, do you accept the nomination?
This is, I got knocked off the call. What's the nomination for?
For you to be chair by Serene.
No, I cannot accept that at this time.
Okay.
I'd like to make a nomination if possible.
Yes, please.
I'd like to nominate Lydia.
Okay. Any other nominations? Okay, and let me see. I guess we'll ask the two candidates. Janice, would you prefer speaking to your nomination right now, or would you prefer an email to the
In the spirit of the balloting process being secret?
I'm sorry, point of personal privilege?
Yes, sir.
May I finish my statement?
Yes.
Very faint. That's my point of personal privilege. I can barely hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's much better.
I'm so sorry. In light of the balloting process being being a secret ballot or a confidential ballot, I would also propose that the comments of the proposed candidates also be
included on the ballot and the individuals be allowed to make their choice based on what they receive.
Janet Kay.
Yes, Janet.
So right now this is an open session and public can listen and all that. And the chair of this committee, the election of the chair, if this meeting was in person, it would be public. So I move that the candidates who have been nominated make a statement right now to the public about why they should be elected chair.
Is there any
information?
Adriana?
Yes, it is.
Oh, is it Janice?
This is Janice. My point of information is the public make casting a final ballot for these positions. And
is the public
not,
what?
Would you repeat that?
Is the rationale that Janet Colburn has provided is that the meeting is open to the public and that the public should be aware of the qualifications and or other information that the nominated candidates may speak to. Clarification from the perspective that the public does not vote for the individuals, and the issues raised earlier regarding confidentiality, etc. I'm just calling to question the procedure that Janet is proposing.
May I respond?
Yes, please.
The answer is yes.
Sorry? Could you clarify
yes,
that?
The answer is yes, that the proceedings of this meeting are public, and the credentials or presentations by the nominees are public, but the actual votes will be confidential based on the IRV voting process. And the public does not vote.
Okay. So is there any objection to having the candidates make a very brief presentation?
This is Serene.
Serene?
I don't have an objection, but I think, you know, both things can be done. I object to candidate statements being on the ballot, but any candidate can send an email to the group, you know, right after the meeting, before anybody gets around to voting, that says, this is why I think you should vote for me, in addition, of course, to just doing something right now for the stream.
Okay. Is there any objection? And if hearing none, let's proceed. Janice, would you like to say a few words?
Since I've been called to do so first as opposed to you, I certainly
will
take the opportunity.
Well, if you would like me to go first, I can do that too. Whatever you're comfortable with.
I'm sorry. That was said in all facetiousness. I apologize. In the last 12 to 15 years in my role in community radio in the Twin Cities as well as regionally and nationally, I've been heavily involved in personnel procedures and hiring practices as well as establishing methods of evaluation, particularly those that are not from one perspective, but rather brings into account a holistic 365 evaluation process. I have continued to work in the capacity of the personnel committee chair in the last year with a sense of protecting each individual's personality, ability to speak their mind, and particularly paying attention to removing any level of factionalism that may result in a less than positive work product for this committee. I believe that I remain dedicated, and while not having the years of parliamentarian procedure for committee meetings, I do greatly acknowledge that I have a leadership style that takes into account equality and practicality and moving forward with completing actions, as I believe I've identified in my role as chair of the personnel committee in the last calendar year.
Thank you. So I have been involved with the Civica since 1999, and in the course of that, I've been on various search committees. Well, secularly, I have also, professionally, but in terms of Pacifica, which I think is rather unique in its approach to everything, actually. But I also served as chair of the Personnel Committee in 2007, and our committee worked across the aisle, as it were. I mean, the quote-unquote factionalism has existed since the entire time I've been associated with the with Pacifica, but nevertheless. And so it was a cohesive working environment, and it was extremely productive, and we kept to a timetable. I later served in the year 2012 and on the search committee, and it was the same thing. It was two search committees, and we proceeded with our deliverables, as it were, because the first was the personnel committee, and then they put together a separate search committee for CFO and ED. And so during that time, off and on, we've had a great deal of professional expertise afforded us at that time, because we did have an HR consultant or a full-time HR employee helping us at that time as well. And that was extremely valuable. More importantly, it was very valuable in establishing certain metrics and things that I learned and developed and was able to successfully apply. And to tell you the truth, we're both equally qualified in that regard, and it may sometimes boil down to a matter of the style of conducting meetings or whatever it is. But anyway, but thank you very much. I would be honored to receive your support. Thank you.
Okay, that's one.
So, hearing no other nominations? Okay.
Madam Chair?
Yes. Janet?
Having heard your statement and your involvement with Pacifica being far more lengthy than mine, and your reference to parliamentarian procedures, which it's been quite clear that that's not my style of leadership, I'm actually going to respectfully remove myself from the nomination for this position.
Okay.
And ultimately also doing so that, in effect, we could move forward with the committee work and, as they say in Minnesota, just get her done.
Well, thank you so much. This is one of those committees that really requires a background and expertise, which I will rely on you, Janice, and we've been able to communicate successfully in the past, so I'm sure there will be that kind of collaboration between us. Let's
Janice,
move on.
Janice, a point of information?
Yes.
Clarification. So, do I understand correctly that a no election is going to be necessary, that Lydia Berzon has been elected as permanent chair of this committee? Is that correct?
Yes, unless someone would like to make a motion to that effect, and we can just solidify it in the form of a motion. But other than
Okay,
go ahead.
Yeah, I so moved that in light of Janice's
refusal.
Yeah.
Resignation, I guess. Yeah. But that
declination. It would be a declination, sir.
With the D.
Declination. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So in light of that, in light of Janice's declination, you learn some every day. Lydia is hereby declared the committee chair.
Okay, is there any objection? Okay, hearing none, let's move on with the agenda, which next is secretary. Is there anyone who will volunteer, self-nominate, or if someone will nominate someone to act as secretary for this committee? It's a really important position. The nuts and bolts are really important here.
Benito.
You volunteer?
No.
Okay, you're going to nominate someone. Okay.
I would like to, I've always lived a dangerous life, so I would like to nominate Adriana.
Adriana, do you accept? Adriana, I think you're on mute.
Are you sure that nobody else wants it? I really don't have that much time.
Okay, hold on a second. Okay, are there any other nominations? No other nominations. Adriana, will you accept?
Reluctantly.
We all promise to email you our motions.
Reluctantly.
Okay. Hearing no other nominations, Adriana is secretary of this committee. Okay, now, finally, down to business here. So we have, again, and maybe I should review a little bit about the background of this committee. It's not a standing committee. Something was online. I went back to the audio in 2006, and this was Wendy Schroll said that the personnel committee, that the motion to form the personnel committee in 2005 was not sunsetted since that had been raised as an issue. However, she didn't say when in 2005, and there were no minutes posted online. I am going through the process of trying to listen to them. I'm not sure that there was ever a particular mandate. Now, when I motivated in 2006, for the committee to be populated, I specifically said what is actually on this agenda. For the PMB, my motion was for the PMB to populate and activate the existing personnel committee of the PMB. At hand are evaluations which we are supposed to be conducting, evaluations of the CFO and of the ED, and there are also some of the LSBs. I know KPFK is one of them that, well, this is like a transcript. I would like to have better. Not just uniformity, but more explicit process about the evaluations and what happens to them once they are completed. And then I concluded, so we think that there is a real need to populate the committee. So actually we're functioning within the purview of at least my motivation for that motion, which passed without objection in June of 2006, I believe it was. Okay. So some of that includes there is an evaluation for the CFO in the mix. We will get those dates for you coming up. And there will be ED reviews, process and procedures, GM evaluations, process and procedures, and establishment of regular hiring practices and procedures. And so does anybody have any objection to any of those items? And if not, there will be quite a bit distributed for your consumption and your input via email. That is to say, we need to look at past processes, processes and procedures.
what has been established, what is what the timetables are that are in the offer letters for the CFO and the ED that establishes the timeline for their evaluations. We can look at what the evaluations have been in the past, excuse me, and then in terms of the others, it's the same thing. Each executive director has implemented different instruments to evaluate their GMs, for example. The lack of uniformity from station to station has been a problem. So all of these things. But the first thing I think that we have to do is establish the timelines for each. So I will get for
Janice,
you.
And Janice, my viewer, please.
Those materials and invite you to participate and submit your own. Okay, Janice K. and then Janice. Lane, you.
Janice K. Sorry.
Janice.
Two things. One, the bylaws mandate the LSBs to evaluate the general managers, and I do not oppose this personnel committee coming up with processes and procedures for doing that, but I would like to add that the program director evaluation process and procedures be included as well. I move that we include the process and procedure for evaluating the program directors at each station.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, we will add the PD evaluation by OSBs to that. Janice Lane Ewert?
Yes. I wanted to speak to the fact that we would not be determining priorities tonight when, in fact, I would propose that there is an apparent priority of the items that are noted here.
Cannot hear you. Can hardly hear you.
I'm sorry. I wanted to make note that I think, in fact, there is an element of priority within the items that are presented, and that I'd like to propose that we move forward with identifying two items that I believe would require our most immediate attention rather than coming back to that in a subsequent meeting.
Okay, please proceed.
I am proposing that this committee move ahead immediately with the CFO evaluation and process and procedure, given the terms of the contract and the date of hire for the contract, and that the second process would be the ED probationary review process and procedure in light of the possibility of an ED coming on fairly soon and not waiting until the quote-unquote last minute to begin that work, and so that it is in place and ready for implementation well before the potential probationary period comes to a close.
Thank you, Janice, and I will be requesting some materials for you to distribute to the committee from your previous effort, but I also am going to inquire about what HR resources we have available to us, if any. And if not, we should discuss that as well, and I will recommend adding that to the next draft agenda. Which brings us to, we completed our work. Okay.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
Was that a motion? Was that a motion, CFO, ED, the first two items?
Yes,
okay.
That was a motion.
Okay, then let's dispense with that first. Is there any objection? Okay, hearing no objection, we will take up those two items as priority items. And, yes, Adriana.
Please, I want to remember everyone. Send the motions in writing. I cannot keep up if not.
I will do so, Adriana, as soon as I am in front of computer and at the latest before the end of the evening.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Now, so we're at the end of our meeting, and we've used up our time. So the next thing is our review of the our 2015 meeting schedule. And if anyone has any recommendations, I might suggest that we not meet on Thursday. That we avoid Thursdays and Wednesdays because we have LSB meetings often on Wednesday and PMB meetings on Thursdays. Janice?
Madam Chair, there was a request for individuals to check in and use Meeting Wizard to determine which of the dates that we might meet based on what appeared to be on the PMB calendar at the time that I made that search. And I would just ask, why there might not have been complete response to that request, and I thought that would allow us to move beyond having this discussion now, and that we really could call forth the date upon which we would meet. And that proposal included the, if I'm remembering correctly, the fourth Wednesday and the fourth or the fourth Monday of the month.
Oh, okay. Would you mind resending that? Or can you resend it? Or
I can resend the
information.
I would be happy to. I would ask if someone did not receive the invitation for Meeting Wizard, it's possible that I do not have everyone's email address. Otherwise, I would respectfully ask if it's possible to just make that decision now.
Oh, okay. So, yes, Serene. Okay, Serene and Benito.
So, I don't know if I got it. I'm not in front of a computer. But is there a way to set up this Meeting Wizard so that everyone sees everyone else's responses as opposed to only the person who launches the poll being able to see it?
That was the request that was done in the Meeting Wizard that was shared amongst the group. The option for everyone seeing everyone else's response was the box that was checked for that Meeting Wizard request.
As I said, I don't know if I received it, so I wouldn't know that.
Well, that's why I'm informing you, Serene.
Thanks.
Janice, Wednesdays are, I'm looking at just the April calendar, and Wednesdays are booked 1 through 5 by the local stations for the various committees. So you have KPFT Governance on 1 week, KPFT Finance and another, KPFK LSB, KPFT LSB, KPFT. I'm looking at all 5 weeks are taken. So may I recommend which Monday did you say, the fourth?
Yep.
Fourth Mondays seem to be open. Let's see, at least April is open.
I looked at April through June.
No, fourth Monday. The fourth Monday is KPFT.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe you better just send the Meeting Wizard again, because there are some people who are missing also on this call. If you don't mind.
Okay.
Yes, Janet.
Could we just book right now? I'm looking at the KPFTX. Yeah, for April, the calendar, April 27th, nothing is noticed. That we grab that, April 27th, the fourth Monday in April, and also May 25th, the fourth Monday in May.
Adriana, what did you say is on the last Monday, and then I want to hear from Benito.
No, that's okay. KPFT... MSRC is the third Monday. The 27th.
Okay. So Janet, okay, Benito?
Yeah, Jim and I have a LSD programming committee meeting on the fourth Wednesday, which is tonight, and also the second and fourth Monday is the Mass Committee, the local personnel committee. So I was going to ask Janice, if there's, can we add some extra, I mean, you need to add some other dates. Some other
Benito, there's not much available on the calendar, Benito. There's Monday the 6th, Monday the 27th, and then some Thursdays if we're not meeting on those. But I suspect
Tuesdays
we will be.
Are all booked.
Yeah, Tuesdays, governance, finance, KPFK finance, archive, and finance for those four Tuesdays.
Janet Kay.
Is there any way that your Mass Committee can meet on another day?
Friday?
Suggesting that someone sneeze 1 second earlier or later would cause the nuclear holocaust.
Okay.
What about the first Monday?
Okay. The first Monday is just a week from now. We could start in May and do it on the... Oh, I think I have a conflict. Oh, no, I have a Tuesday. Yeah. The first Monday is May the 4th.
I'm sorry, Madam Chair. What about April the 6th? That's the first first available Monday in April.
Right, and I thought that might be...
We have a meeting that day.
No, sorry, they have a Mass Committee meeting that day.
Personal privilege?
Yes, okay. Doreen?
I have to leave the call.
Okay. Janice, I strongly recommend that we do meeting with her. We're past time.
Okay. Because this is
taking us
more time than necessary.
Yes.
I will send
exactly.
it
okay.
again.
Okay. Yes, Janet.
Can we just grab the first Monday in April, the first Monday in May, the first Monday in June?
No, I would object to that in the sense that we have two members that have already told us they can't make those days given their schedule of their Mass Committee.
No, that's not true.
No, there's the second.
No, it's the first Monday.
Oh, yeah, the first. And
the first Monday.
Oh, never mind.
I screwed up.
Confusing.
Okay, anyway, thank you, Janice. If you can send that out, it would be really helpful.
I have agreed to do that for the 15th
yes.
time.
I know. I'm just thanking you for the 16th. Okay. Thank you, everyone. Okay, see you at the next meeting, or no, I guess on Thursday for the meeting.
How are we leaving?
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Good night.